Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
Hour number 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Thursday afternoon. When you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. It is a NFL kickoff Thursday, but more importantly, it is a look ahead for the Oregon Ducks against the Boise State Broncos, who they have not played since 2017. It felt like it has been so much more recent than that.
Yeah, last time they played was Willie Taggart Las Vegas Bowl, where Willie Taggart dipped out and Mario Cristobal took the reins and took over the Las Vegas Bowl, where went Boise State's way.
And just earlier this week, it was the 15-year anniversary of the blunt punch.
Yeah.
Which I could not believe.
That's wild.
We were looking at that has been that long. Somebody who was all too familiar with the Boise State Broncos, Bob Beeler, play-by-play for the Broncos, joins us now ahead of the Ducks and Broncos underway. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff on Peacock Saturday night. Bob, thanks for taking some time for us.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it's been a while since the first two regular season meetings, 08, which was my first road game, the game that Kellen Moore, as a freshman, came over there, and it was a higher scoring game, and then it was a lower scoring game in 09, which, of course, I guess now is pretty much known as the blunt punch game, as you guys described it. But, and I mean, obviously, Boise State's won all three games, but all three kind of different types of games. You know, Boise State has been fortunate in this series, and from my perspective, I hope it happens again.
Of course you do. You know, I was going to say, you might be the reason why Boise State is 3-0. I mean, all three matchups start your first year of calling games for Boise State is when these two teams first played, and it's been 3-0 since. But so I'm going to just go ahead and blame you, Bob.
Yeah, you can blame me. Or if, on the other side, if you're wearing blue and orange, give me some credit. Yeah. No, I mean, and then if I'm not mistaken, we're trying to think about this. Oregon's had a different coach in every game, correct? The first one was Pilotti. The second one definitely was Kelly.
Yep.
And then it was Cristobal filling in for Taggart, right?
Yes, sir.
At the bowl game.
Yep, that
so,
is
So fourth correct. Time will be Lanning, and Boise State has had Peterson twice, Harsin, and then this will be Danielson's first time.
You know, and I think that that's an interesting point because Boise State was that beacon of stability under Chris Peterson. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started, you know, with Dan Hawkins and kind of building the program up. Chris Peterson took it over, and in 2006 through 2013, it was so much stability there. But since then, you've had Harsin and Avalos and now Spencer Danielson. What mm-hmm. is it about Spencer that kind of has calmed the waters there in Boise?
He is one of those guys that just gets you to follow. I think he's a natural leader. And I think maybe the biggest thing that impressed me the most, and there's a ton of things about Spencer Danielson that impresses me, but that he has such buy-in from the players. We only lost one person in the portal. It was in like the 2D. that you know, you're looking at and you're saying, you know, wow, that could play some last year. It was Green, the quarterback, went to Arkansas. And Green kind of gotten beat out as the year moved along. Mattson was getting more and more playing time. He, of course, is the starting quarterback now. But I don't know. It's just something about it. I mean, I've never played football in my life. I've broadcasted a lot. But if Spencer Danielson was working with me that I could run through the line to get 3 yards, I kind of think I could.
speaking of running through the line, Ashton Jeanty is an absolute dude. I watched a couple of Boise State games last year, and you could see the push that he was going to make this year as being pretty clearly the top running back in the country. He had an unreal performance against Georgia Southern. What is it about him that just makes him so unbelievably special?
There are a lot of things, but for me, number one is his ability to sort of assess the situation as he's running and just know where to cut, know where to, you know, change direction. And again, very powerful, very athletic, very fast, but he just seems to be better than anybody I've seen at, you know, knowing when to maybe, like, this is going to sound stupid, but when to slow down and let the defense over pursue mm-hmm. and then cut back, or know when to, okay, I've got to put it in another gear because that window is not very big and I got to get through it. That to me is something that I marvel at every time, you know, that he goes. And I'll tell you, as a play-by-play guy, I learned a valuable lesson last week on his first touchdown run of 77 yards. Neither team did anything on the first drive, and so they punt it back, and Boise State has it on their own 23-yard line it would have been. And I'm kind of setting the scene. I'm looking at the line because I was told maybe there'd be some either-ors, maybe somebody would trade off. So I'm talking about the line. I've got the binoculars. And the next thing I know, before I've even given him the ball on the handoff, he shot through the line and is, you know, running down the left side for 77 yards and a score. So I had to hurry up. I had to hurry up. So it's kind of like that baseball announcer that, you know, you don't quite get the start. Here comes the pitch. And then all of a sudden the ball is driven, you know, into, you know, a Judge home run is like halfway to the moon by the time you realize what's going on. So I got to be better on point on any offensive play. I don't have time on the first play of the scrimmage to assess who might be in the offensive line. I got to do that faster.
You know, how much of that has to do, not with just Ashton Jeanty, but Dirk Cutter? It's pretty rare that you have a former head coach of a program cycle back around to be the offensive coordinator. But the stops that Dirk Cutter's made between Boise, and right before that, he was the offensive coordinator at Oregon before taking over the Broncos program. But the stops that he's had since, in the NFL at Arizona State. He has kind of transformed that offense. What is different about Dirk Cutter's offense this season as opposed to what we saw a year ago from the Broncos?
I think the biggest thing is that I think he has Mattson really playing at a high confident level. And I think he does a good job also of seeing what he has and making the most of it. Now, I was not here when Cutter was the head coach, but he came back out of retirement the first time. Seems like a singer that, you know, sometimes retires and then goes back on another tour. But he came back mid-season in 21. No, 20. Yeah, I think it was 21.
I think
21 or 22.
Yeah, I think it was 22 in Avalos' first 22. Year there.
Yeah. And, yes. No, I was Avalos' second year.
Okay.
So they bring him back, change offensive coordinators, and then he has a quarterback that they kind of have to bring along in Green, who is a really good runner. And he kind of tailored some things that, you know, used the skill set of Green. And then we had some other good running backs. Green wasn't, you know, as good of a passer, at least percentage-wise. So he kind of went away from him. We had a lot of big, big running totals. So it just seems to me that he's really good at kind of figuring out, you know, what he has to work with and then accentuating it and making, you know, playing to his group's strengths. I mean, last year the offense featured Genty, especially towards the end of the season. We also had George Helani, who's now on the Seahawks practice squad, so we had a couple good running backs. But the offense last year, through the first two-thirds of the season, they traded off quarterbacks, and they traded off quarterbacks between Mattson and Green in the middle of drives. So it was kind of weird in that sense, and that it's something you don't see a whole lot. I'm not saying it couldn't be successful, and there were times that it was successful for Boise State, but there were other times when they switched quarterbacks it was not. So it seems a lot more settled. You know, the offense like has, I don't want to say they'd have a plan, because I don't think they didn't have a plan last year. It just seems a lot more, you know, the line is veteran. They've got a good group of receivers. They've got an A-plus running back. Love the tight end, you know, so it just seems like the offense is, it's more polished than it was last year.
Well, it's interesting you bring up that quarterback position. You know, I'm a USC guy, and so when I saw Malachi Nelson go to Boise State, I had an interest and say, okay, what's going to happen there? And then a pretty big national story is that Mattson wins out the job. What has that kind of been like watching that as Malachi was, you know, looked at, depending on what recruiting service, as the top quarterback in the country in its class? And after leaving USC, I think there was an assumption that he was just going to step into the job there. What has Mattson done to kind of secure that?
Well, and Mattson chased another guy, Green, off to the SEC.
Yes.
So Mattson won the job. Mattson knows the playbook backwards and forwards. He makes the right decisions, gets him into the right things. I mean, he's like a quintessential point guard, at least the way he played last week, you know, deciding who to give the ball to. And that was, you know, you give it occasionally to Genty, you get it to him in the right spot, or Gaines, the backup running back, was in there. He got over 100 yards. And then, you know, he completed, you know, a nice number, 22 passes, threw for a career-high 280 yards, you know, by moving the ball around to different receivers. So Maddox is playing with a whole lot of confidence, and I guess kind of, you know, had the percentage over 70% that kind of goes to his namesake of, you know, throwing the ball in the right spot in the corners.
You know, one guy that has worked his way up, he was, I think he got there in 2019, is safety Alex Tubner, who's an Oregonian himself. Sixth year, kind of went through the COVID year and used that to his advantage with the COVID and a redshirt season. How about his development? Because he comes from a smaller school in the state of Oregon, went to Seaside High, which is a 4A high school here, but has worked his way into the starting lineup for the Broncos this year.
You talk about a guy who has probably had one of the more storybook, you might be able to make a movie about it, careers. Walks on. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Make a spot from a small school. Get a scholarship. Okay, you're doing a little better. And then the first time I remember calling his name a few times on special teams early in his career, because as a redshirt freshman, he got in and was on some kick teams. But then there was a time where our safety, who's now playing for the Broncos, J.L. Skinner, had a targeting penalty at BYU, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, uh-oh, this team's nationally ranked. Are they going to just go after the spot? And he was good. I mean, he came off the bench and just picked up like nothing was wrong, you know, in for our all-conference player. And then the second time, it happened again during the season. Both times were, you know, in, I believe, first half, so it didn't carry over to the second game, but he had to finish out the game for us. And the second time he came in, I had confidence that, yeah, I saw it last time. He was good. He was good. May deserve more playing time and did well. And then obviously moved himself into the starting lineup, got defensive player of the game in the championship game, really came on last year in the final quarter of the season. Last four games, he had a total of 44 tackles, finished with a team high 85. Real sharp guy, a guy that they have chosen this year. You know, you've got that one helmet radio receiver where you can have somebody talk to you from either the press box or the sidelines, you know, on the play calls, or you know, they give it to one player, and Boise State has given it to Tubner at the back of the defense. So he's a guy that, you know, has done it all. And then, you know, I think, as he said to me in an interview, we had him on the radio show this week, you know, the best honor he could have was being voted captain, because that means that people on the team that are your peers think enough of you that they're going to, you know, I think we have four of them. They're going to, out of 100 and some people, they're going to put you in that position to lead. So what a career. He says there's going to be a ton of people from Seaside coming to Eugene. I kind of sense it's about two and a half hours, listening to him talk. But, you know, I'm sure this game means a lot to him because, you know, a lot of times family and friends aren't going to drive 9 or 10 hours or whatever it is over here, but they'll be willing to drive 2 hours to see you. So I think he will have a lot of people, and, you know, hopefully be, you know, they get to see what they want to see.
Well, speaking of that game down in Eugene, both these teams, Boise State and Oregon, coming off wins in, I think both teams would be happy that they won. But if you hooked them up to the truth serum, they probably weren't happy about the way they won their games. The Ducks weren't really able to punch the ball in, whereas the Broncos weren't able to stop the ball from going in on the other end. When you look at this matchup, what are kind of your takeaways, thoughts, ideas, processes for how this game has to go for Boise State, for them to come away with a win in Eugene?
Well, I think number one, they got to get off the field on third down. I mean, they were 12 out of 19 that they allowed Georgia Southern to convert. Georgia Southern at one point completed 9 consecutive third down conversions. The game was 28-9. They were looking really, really good, and they allowed a touchdown with 18 seconds left in the first half. So you add 7 more, so it's now 28-16 at the half. And Georgia Southern gets the football first, kicks off. First two plays, they don't get much. Third play, snap, squirts between the legs of the quarterback and rolls probably, I don't know, another 15 yards behind. And the quarterback gets it and is scrambling and is obviously going to throw the ball away, and he gets roughed the passer. Wasn't real egregious, but it was enough that they called. I mean, our guy did kind of push him and shove him a little bit. It wasn't like mean or anything, but flag comes out. So they get the first down, and then they convert it. They get into a touchdown, and now they scored 2 touchdowns in a row. And then we can't do anything with the football, turn it over, I think, or you know, give it up on downs. And then Georgia Southern goes back again and scores another touchdown. So it was one of those games where they just didn't get off the field. And then when you don't get off the field, your defense gets tired, because instead of playing 3 plays on a drive, you've now played 12, and you've also given up 7 points. So I would say definitely the ability to get off the field, get a stop, and get the football back. And then, you know, I'm not saying Genty needs to run for a school record 267 yards and 6 touchdowns. It would be nice to see that duplicated. But I think they're going to need to, you know, move the ball and cash in. Genty is going to need to show that, you know, he really is that good as a running back. And, you know, the more he's touching the ball and carrying it, the less Oregon has it, and obviously the chances to score go up too.
Well, Bob, thanks for taking the time for us. We appreciate it. Have fun calling the game this weekend. Hopefully, it's like every other game between Boise State and Oregon, where it's a good old-fashioned, just knock down, drag them out for Dusty's sake. I think.
Well, hold on. I don't want to say just like every other Boise State Oregon game. I hope it's a knock down, drag out fight. But I hope the other team wins one this time, huh?
Well, I like the way it's gone the first three times, so they can play the same song again, as far as I'm concerned. But, it is, you know, when you look at, and I know you got to move to something else, but when you look at programs in the last 20 years, 15, 20 years or so in the West, I mean, these two are really, really good. They've been consistent, and I think that's the thing that says the most about both teams.
All right. Thanks again, Bob. We appreciate you, and hopefully we'll check in with you again, and hope it won't take 7 years for another matchup.
Well, I've seen some predictions that have us playing you in the college football playoff.
All right. Oh, there you go. I'd love to see that. That'd be a fun little matchup.
Yeah.
Thanks again, and enjoy the game on Saturday.
Bye-bye.
It's Bob Beeler of Broncos Sports, play-by-play voice and the good luck charm.
Look, there's a ton of connections between, you know, Boise and Oregon. Obviously, mm-hmm. we talked about Dirk Cutter being the offensive coordinator, who is the offensive coordinator at the University of Oregon in 96 and 97. Eric Chenander, who's the defensive coordinator at Boise State now, he was a defensive line coach under Chip Kelly and a linebackers coach under Chip Kelly at the University of Oregon. Stacy Collins is their special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. Stacy is a Western Oregon grad who was actually a defensive coordinator at Southern when I was down there. And he is, they actually went to school together and have coached together almost everywhere. Joe Lorig, the special teams coordinator at Oregon. Collins was just at Penn State last year and then wanted to come back over closer to home and jump to Boise State this year. And then they got an assistant quarterbacks coach, in Steve Cooper, who has coached at Portland State here. He was a teammate of mine down at Southern Oregon, and he's kind of bounced around. He was with Scott Frost at Nebraska as a quarterbacks coach out there, too. A lot of connections to the state of Oregon on that staff alone.
Yeah, no, it's always interesting when you find those little lines to draw where you're like, oh, there's a lot of people that have come through the same doors.
It's been weird, like, going through all this prep and just sitting there going, oh, okay. That's a familiar name. Looking at all of their, they got six guys on their roster from the state of Oregon, including their starting left tackle in Cage Casey, who's from Clackamas High School. And you want to talk about a road paver leading the way for Ashton Genty. He is 6'5", 315-pounder from Clackamas High School. And they've got, obviously, Tubner, who at Seaside High School was an incredible football player for the Seagulls out there. And just to think of, like, how old, you know, he is. He's sixth year in college. He played in the state championship game against the Banks Braves. The quarterback for Banks in that game in 2018 mm-hmm. has been coaching on our staff for 2 years after he graduated. He's graduated college and is now is his second year coaching with us.
Meanwhile, the guy that he played against is still playing.
Is going to be starting for Boise State this week.
Crazy.
At COVID year, you get a red shirt in a COVID year, you could be around for a really long time.
Just doesn't make any sense anymore. I don't understand it. I want to keep it in college football because there's some interesting news as it pertains to college football as a whole that is going to affect how things are done going forward. And then at 2:30 or the 2:30 hour, we're going to make our picks.
Yeah, let's go.
Our first picks of the season. All that and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
College football isn't done. And I think this has a lot to do with where things are with the Big 12 right now. Mm. It depends on which way you go and how you believe this is like, shaping up.
College football not done. It just started. We just had week one, Danny. Well, we can't end it yet.
I'm talking about on the corporate and the legal side of things. And we've been talking about this for 2 years, and I have been banging this drum for as long as I possibly could, is that it's going to break away and be a wholly, totally different thing than anything we've ever seen in college sports.
Well, Ross Dellinger reporting on that earlier in the summer said, that is exactly what Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, has recommended, is that they do break away and do their own thing.
And we are getting closer now, as Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports is reporting, that the preliminary approval of the House versus NCAA settlement is expected today. Now, that doesn't mean it's done, because the one of the labor unions, I believe is ACLU, and another actual union is coming together with a group of plaintiffs across the board saying that they do not want this legislation to pass, simply because it passing the way it is currently written can affect kids that aren't even born yet, or kids that are 3 years old right now, because the duration of this deal is too far out and too long, and the damages being awarded is not anywhere near where it should be. This is where you see the North Carolina State group coming together, yeah. The UConn guys coming together, the Kansas guys, these are all in basketball, for the name, image, and likeness, that is going to run this bill that is it started at $2.8, it's now up to $4 billion in damages. It's going to keep going up.
Yep.
And this is that they want this case to basically be open forever. And I think they're going to end up having a pretty good case for it. And what they're saying is, for every bit of money as a percentage that these schools are going to make, they're going to have to put a percentage aside.
Yeah.
To pay for damages, because they have 50 plus years of irreconcilable damages.
Yeah, well, I think the irreconcilable part of it is what the NCAA is saying is like, how do you want us to make this up? Because you guys are, the government are the ones that gave them the width and the breadth of amateurism. Amateurism was created by the NCAA and politicians to make sure athletes didn't get paid. And so they're looking at it going, look, we understand that maybe we abuse that power, but you guys are the ones that gave us this power. So how do you want us to do this? And oh, by the way, what is going to be paying for a lot of these damages are public universities.
Mm-hmm.
And
but also those public universities,
that's going to be a big, that's going
to
be,
they made billions off of things that they should not have been able to make billions off of.
Well, no, they should have, because they were given that authority by the government. Right? Like, and that's the, well, yes, it's what happened. It's not a, it's yes, that's what happened.
Again,
and so they
what
did.
What happened versus what's right.
And
is,
now everybody is sitting there and going, yeah, that ain't right. And the damages that are going to be given to the plaintiffs are going to be massive.
Astronomical.
And it will not touch the money that was made by the universities or the NCAA.
Let's say it doubles. Let's say it turns into $8 billion. The NCAA turns that in 2 years in just basketball.
Yeah, that will be the problem that they're going to say, yeah, but we also distribute all that money out, which we'll see how that spending
is. Let's go ahead and take a look at those what those commissioners are being paid.
Yeah.
Interesting. Weird.
Very interesting. So at least hopefully we'll find a resolution soon.
I think this is the beginning of it not finding a resolution, at least in this particular landmark case.
Okay.
So. All right, coming up next, we make our first picks of the season. We'll revisit how we did last year and look ahead to this year. And then after that, we will dive into tonight's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. But first, here's the big going with the Sports Center update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Oh, hit me with those sweet, sweet horns. They're quite beautiful. Tell you what else is beautiful. Going 52-37-5 last year.
Don't give yourself that kiss of death.
I know.
I'm enjoying
it now, because there is no way in hell I am finishing that good this year.
Yeah.
Last year, I went 52-37-5. Rust went 52-48-3, squeaking out.
Boo.
Dusty Hare, you closed strong and finished 47-51-2.
I think I melted down at the end of the year.
Did you melt down? I thought you closed strong.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's right. No, you had you had the hot run early in the season.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the Dems the gambling gods.
Yeah, because right I went 1-19 in a 20 pick stretch last, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. That'll happen. Right, but it's a new year. We're all 0-0-0.
Clean slates, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to make our picks. Four picks against spread each and every single week. I'm going to say it with my chest, because I do believe they're going to be a better team. And they are the team that if it is as good as I think it could be, they could squeak in. I'm taking the Bears -3.5 against the Titans. The Titans are not good. This is about as good a team for Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze to debut against in the NFL. 3.5 feels like an awful small number.
Yeah, 3.5. What scared me off of that one was Keenan Allen and Montez Sweat both being hurt and limited in Bears practice. Keenan Allen's got a heel injury.
And he has not looked good at all in the preseason.
And Montez Sweat's got a toe injury, and
that's probably
I don't like that when he's coming off the edge. But the Chicago is going to be improved.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely are. I'm going down to Sao Paulo for number one. Packers +2 against the Eagles.
It feels like a weird line.
Seems like a sucker line.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it. I'm going Packers +2.
Gonna hit that bait, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to go Packers getting points in Sao Paulo. It's not like you're heading into Lincoln Financial Field and playing the Eagles. The Eagles are working in brand new center. Jason Kelce retired. Mm-hmm. Fletcher Cox retired. Leadership void is there. I think the Packers pounce on them early.
Both teams had to fly 10 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
That's tough. What do you got, Rust?
Starting out in Kansas City tonight, taking the Chiefs -3 versus the Ravens. I just feel like Chiefs are going to come out. They're going to have something up their sleeve. And as we talked about earlier in the show, Lamar Jackson has struggled against Kansas City.
I like it. I am going to go my second pick. I'm going to take the Texans minus -3 versus the Colts. I do believe the Colts are going to be improved. I'm really interested in watching what Anthony Richardson can or can't do this year. Will he avoid the hits? Will he actually get after it? And not tuck the ball and run. Remember, we had the inner squad practice where they asked...
The Bengals were chirping him.
Yeah. Does all this guy does is run?
Yep.
Let's see if he can actually throw the ball. But I still... I picked the Texans to win that division. I still believe they're going to get it done. 3 points feels like a nice little spot to go right out of the gate here.
I'm going Vikings minus -1.5 in New York against the Giants. Pass rush is going to be ridiculously good for New York. But how do they score points? Question that I have. I'm going to go with Sam Darnold and the Incredibles villain to beat the New York Giants on the road to open up the year by more than 1.5 points.
That just seems fake.
Money, though. Mm. Seems like money, though.
I'm taking the Falcons minus -3.5 hosting the Steelers. We still don't know.
It's the Steelers.
It's the Steelers. We still don't know who's going to suit up for them on Sunday. Kirkers, this isn't a primetime game, so he should be just fine.
Okay. I mean, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns for Kirkers seems like it's well within the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it to the limit. I'm going to take the Jags as underdogs, plus +3.5.
They took it to the limit.
Mm. They're playing the Dolphins. They're staying in the state of Florida. The Heat's not going to bother them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to take the step forward that I think they're going to, they need to do it here against the Dolphins.
I'm not a buyer of the LA Rams without Aaron Donald, so I'm going to take the Detroit Lions minus -3.5 at home against LA.
Taking the Chargers minus -3 versus the Raiders.
Boo!
Because Raiders.
Reminder, he makes a great point.
Reminder.
He made a great point.
Reminder. Who beat him last year?
That's a different year. They got Jim Harbaugh now.
You can't Brandon Staley that.
I can.
You can't Brandon Staley that. Don't put that Brandon Staley stink on Jim Harbaugh.
I too, my last pick, I am going to take the Vikings minus -1.5 against the Giants. That feels, again, fake. I don't care how good that pass rush is, and I don't care how average Sam Darnold is.
Yeah.
Average is still better than poo-poo.
Yeah.
And that's the Giants' offense.
My final game, I'm taking the under 41 points in the Bengals-Patriots. The Bengals could win 35-3, and we hit the under.
And that's believable.
Right?
Yeah.
28-10.
I saw that. I was watching the Ravens 30-30.
31-7.
The Ravens won a Super Bowl not scoring a touchdown for a month.
24-14 even. Right? I'm hitting the under.
Uh-huh.
All of those scores, I'm like, I could see that. I could see that. You know what one I don't see? 27-21.
Nope.
Don't see that coming down the pipeline in this game. Give me the under, Bengals Pats.
You know what I can see is the smoke coming out of Dusty's ears after doing all that math on the fly.
Does not compute.
Actually, football math I can do. Yeah. It's totally easy for me. If there's one math I can do,
touchdown, like, field goal.
I remember my multiplication tables when I was in school. My teacher told my parents, like, he does really good with sevens. Like, yeah,
that tracks.
I got
come on
that.
Yeah. Seven. Come on seven.
Gonna have to do my total homer pick. Jaguars plus +3.5 at the Dolphins. Hopefully we have a healthy bounce back from a healthy Justin Lawrence.
You know him so well, you call him Justin.
Yeah, I'm having a big-time brain fart right now.
That's okay.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh boy. Did math.
Yeah, there we go. Yep. Here I go. That's what I get. That's karma. Jags plus +3.5.
All right.
I like it.
God, picks are... It's so good to have picks back. Let's go, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the picks are back. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. Bom, 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 bom. It is good. It is good to have ball back.
And we get it. We get it less than 3 hours away. We are 2 hours and 20 minutes away. Huh? 40 minutes away. See? Math. Time,
yeah.
I can't do.
Yeah, no.
I can't do time.
I'm gonna hop on the Peloton and watch some ball tonight.
2 hours and 40 minutes. Let's go.
On the new TV.
Oh, it arrived?
The new TV is being delivered
in
T-minus 18 minutes.
All right. Yeah, you get a new plan. You got to get a new TV, brother.
Are you kidding me?
That's right, brother.
I'm super, super, super excited to set that up when I get home.
Yeah, buddy.
My wife has no idea that I'm kicking her out of the living room.
Mm. Well, She's about to find out.
About to find out.
About to find out.
All right, coming up next, we will preview that game between the Chiefs and the Ravens as the NFL gets ready to kick off, as Dusty said, in under 3 hours. Danny and Dusty, today the fan. All right, we kick Dusty Hera out of here. Well, he's got to get going because apparently there's a fire on the way back home for him.
Yeah, I think he said 26 is closed, trying to get to Banks.
And he's got to go do some coaching.
Yes.
So we kicked him out of here early. That way he didn't get stuck in traffic for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But we do have football underway in, what, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 40 minutes here roughly?
5:20 kick, baby.
Come, babe. That's super soon. Chiefs-Ravens is about as marquee a game as you can get outside of Chiefs-Niners. This is the battle for supremacy. And we talked about it earlier in the show, the whole idea of how a team can really set the table. And I don't know if necessarily the Chiefs can set the table for their season here, because the hope or the expectation for them is to do the impossible. That is to be the first team to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. I hope it doesn't happen. I there was like, oh, you don't want to see history? I'm like, no, I don't want my rival team to be the team that does it.
I hope it happens just for pride, because I picked them.
You're disgusting. I hate you. You're tacky, and I hate you. I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he's incredible. I love Travis Kelce. And the Taylor Swift thing, where like, that's coming back tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She make an appearance at the game?
I have no idea.
I'm surprised. We haven't heard a word about her.
Right?
What the hell is the NFL doing?
Falling asleep at the wheel.
I have not heard a single word about Taylor Swift. What is happening here?
Who knows?
How is that possible? Is this the lead into the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift proposal? Is that what this is? Is that why it's so quiet? Where are the Swifties at with that? I saw that pop up a couple weeks ago that was coming. I was like, oh no, is that man prepared for that for the rest of his life? Goodness gracious. But the Ravens and Chiefs, I think this is, again, I picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I think this, much like the Lions last year, the ability to set yourself up with a marquee win, and this is like kind of going big game hunting when you're the big game itself. So this is Lions and Tigers, right? You know, the Chiefs are the Lions. They mm-hmm. they are the king of the jungle. Every now and then, though, you can pick off a lion, and what that does for you and what that can set you up, both figuratively and metaphorically, because the actual Detroit Lions did pick off the Chiefs last year, and everybody went, whoa, the Lions? And guess what? It set them up for the entire season and has propelled them into being a Super Bowl contending team.
Yep.
I think you can do the same thing here if you're the Ravens. And it's not to say that the Ravens were in the same place that the Lions were, because nobody's questioning what the Ravens are, right?
Right.
You've got an MVP quarterback. You've got an organization that drafts and develops incredibly well. You've got a good defense. You've got weapons. You went out and brought in Boss Hogg himself, Derrick Henry. The ability to take the wear and tear off of Lamar Jackson, where the running game was built around Lamar, or his ability to run. I'm really interested to see what that, because this is, it's not a thunder and lightning, you know, Lendell White, Reggie Bush situation. But it is, Derrick Henry is going to play between tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson is going to try to get on the edge, and he has been smarter and smarter about it over the last couple of years, about not getting hit. And the other part of this, where he's lost weight, where a lot of other quarterbacks have put on weight. Josh Allen has talked about putting on weight.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Anthony Richardson was on with McAfee. He's like, he said he weighed 255.
Man.
255.
Wow.
6'4", 250. Okay, that's DJ Uiagalelei. That's the same size.
So yeah. But I think built differently.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson's built in a lab.
Yeah.
But Lamar Jackson's talked about losing weight and being lighter, and it's like, does that help him in the wear and tear of the season? I'm really interested to see just stylistically how different the Chiefs look, what they're going to have to rely on. They're not going to have some weapons. Obviously, Rashee Rice is in a whole heap of trouble. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on IR or IL, I can't remember, or not on IR, PUP list, I believe.
Non-football injury list?
I believe so, yeah. So there's a couple guys that they're going to be missing. And again, Chiefs superfan, not going to be in the stands because he's getting 17 and a half years in federal prison.
Don't rob banks.
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, oh, bank robbery, not a big deal. Federal crime, folks.
Yeah.
That's real time. That ain't county jail. That's you rob banks, you break federal laws.
Yeah, and you're not going to the country club.
Yeah, no. They put you in hell. So isn't it weird? Like, this is quick derail. Goudreau, the hockey player who was just killed by the drunk driver.
Yes.
The guy has been charged with two counts of vehicular manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
10 years apiece. A maximum of 20 years.
Yeah. For killing two people. 17 and a half years for bank robbery.
Robbing banks.
Yeah. Well, you wonder, too, how many counts that were.
But, I mean,
those
like...
were, you know what I mean?
It seems like, in the end, the math should math.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Lives lost, money. Like, you print more money, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... You can't print more people.
Right.
I mean, give us a few more years. We can.
Right. 3D printers.
But mild derailment. I look at this game, Chiefs and Ravens, and I wonder, is this the year one of the top teams falls off? Because one of the things the Chiefs have had is, and I don't wish this on them.
Right.
They have had astronomical health.
Yes.
At the positions that matter.
They have had a very good run.
Whether it's been Mahomes, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, the guys that have been the major, major, major impact guys, they have been unbelievably healthy.
Yeah.
Whereas the Ravens, not the case. Is this the year the Ravens can stay healthy?
Yeah.
And do they finally get the injury luck? Because injury luck is maybe outside of talent, not even maybe, outside of talent is the singularly biggest decider in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You look up and down the board, what allows teams to be successful or unsuccessful outside of talent?
Injuries. Or lack thereof.
Yes. And the Chiefs have, whatever magic sauce they have had, has truly been incredible.
It's that Kansas City barbecue.
Right? Maybe Kansas City barbecue is the supreme barbecue. Texas is out here like, Memphis is like, look, I'm a Carolina barbecue guy, but look at the Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, I love a good, like, vinegary Carolina right? sauce.
A little mustard, God.
I'm hungry.
But you know what? Now barbecue supremacy might be it, because look at Dallas. They're an S show. The Cowboys, the Panthers are an S show. Tennessee's kind of going through it. God.
It's that Kansas City barbecue.
Kansas City barbecue, Andy Reid. I'm drawing all the lines here, man. My tinfoil hat's getting tight. I am like you. I am going against you tonight. You picked the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
I am picking the Ravens tonight. I think this is their opportunity to get right. And I think for the Chiefs, it's less about getting that number one seed and being the best team in football all the way through. And it's about making sure you're online, on track, and ready to go throughout the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
Well, that's today's show. When we come back tomorrow, we'll have NFL football to talk about. I'll probably find a way to work some NBA in there, too. Don't dare me. I'll find a way.
Oh, speaking of which, I'll have to track it down. There was some Greg Oden sound. He was on with Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller. Talking the old B-Roy days.
Yeah, because he's tight with those guys because he spent time with Miami when they were playing.
Mm.
But yeah, we'll find a way to work that in just to irritate Dusty. For Dusty Era, for Jeff Russ, thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. Coming up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's Isaac and Zook. Is everybody here? I think I saw both of them here. Buck back?
I think so.
Buck back? All right, cool. Thank you all for being here.
Schultz's here.
Oh, Schultz's in. There you go. See, it's always something. Sheesh. These guys. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.